Okay. We start on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, first line. Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef. Hai Kubad Ara. Kubad Ara we spoke about yesterday. They had a hole in the ground, and the hole in the ground is an oven, and they poured in a soft batter, Blila Raka, flour and water, but it's loose batter, and they baked it, and it came out looking somewhat like a roll. There's a Shaila Maimav Achina, what is the bracha we make on it? The bracha Rishona. Amalei Mi Savrit Namahu. Do you think that this is bread? You should make a hamotzi. Guvla ba'amahu. It's just a pastry. Umavachin ala bari minim ezonis. And therefore, the proper bracha is bari minim ezonis. However, says the Gemara, Mazutra, kavasu dasayu layu, he used it as the staple item of the bread. And therefore, baruch alayhi hamotzi lechem na'aretz, he made a bracha rishon of hamotzi lechem, b'sholosh brachas, and the bracha achrona was benching. And this is the beginning. We're not going to talk about this really too much today, but this is the first time we find the concept of what is the commonly known as mezonos bread. Because we learn here that even something which is cake, the Gemara is calling it cake, and the Gemara says that if you kavei a suda on it, then you have to make a hamotzi and make birch samazim. So even if you have all the other characteristics of cake, Taisa says beferish that you would have to make a hamotzi lechem na'aretz. That's just something to hold in your minds. On Mabaravashi. Adam Yotva Yidei Chavos for Pesach. On the other hand, you could use this bread and it works the same way. You could use this, whatever it is, if it's baked properly, it doesn't become chametz. It could be used for matzah. My tamalachem ayin kurinabei. If it has all the characteristics, it's bread, and you kavei a sud on it, then you could use it for matzah. Vomer Mabaravashi, Nugamar. Hai Dufsh the Tamri. Dufsh the Tamri is date honey. Bevachinah la shakal ni b'dvarai. The bracha on it is shakal ni b'dvarai. My tama, zei ba'amahu. It's just considered zei ba'amahu. And this is the beginning of discussing beverages. What bracha is made on fruit juice? And the Gemara says, and we'll see it more, that fruit juice is considered zei ba'amahu. The definition, the exact definition of the word zei is a sweat. We'll talk about it in a second. And therefore, the bracha is shakal. Now, what does zei ba'amahu mean? Does Machlokes, Rashba, and Rosh, how to define zei ba'amahu? The Rosh learns that Zeya Ba'alma means that it's not the fruit. You have a fruit, you have a vegetable. When it's in the liquidified state, it's no longer a fruit or a vegetable. And the bracha bar pri adam or bar pri eitz was set on a fruit, not when it's in a liquefied state.
That's Rashi also.
And it seems that Rashi seems to learn that way. Tosfos learns that way. That's why Tosfos says, La loch lemais, he asks a wonderful shayla. We just learned for the last 2 days the kol sheyesh by mechamishim aminim, any product that has from the chamishim aminim in it, bari minim ezonis, even if it's only an ingredient. And we'll learn it again. So beer, Tosfos asks, what's beer made out of? Beer is made out of barley, hops. So why don't you make a mezonis on beer? But the way the Rosh is explaining it is very nice. Because once it's not the bracha of mezonis, or b'hadama, or ha'etz, was always made only when it's in the essential state, in the form. Once it goes down a stage and it's liquefied, then that bracha isn't relevant and the bracha shahakal. The Rashba, however, learns a very different mahalach. The Rashba learns that why don't you make a bracha bar priyetz on a juice, on a fruit juice? Because that's not what the fruit is really there for. The fruit is really there for eating. It's not there for anything else. So what will be according to the Rashba? If you have a fruit that is made primarily to be used for beverage, what's the best example? The best example is juice, orange juice. They have specific oranges that they grow specifically for juice. That you wouldn't eat them. They don't have the right taste. They're made because they work right for orange juice.
How about the vash itself? I mean, Eretz Zobas.
No, the vash means tomorrow. Dates.
Yeah,
the vash, tomorrow is usually eaten. You usually don't eat the honey. The vash means dates. You don't usually eat the honey. The Rishon asks you a question. The vash means, because when the pasuk says the vash, it means the date, not the honey. But what about orange juice? From a juice made for orange juice. According to the Rashba, the Mishnah Berurah quotes him, you may have to make, not on oranges, you may have to make a bar priyetz. And if Shlomo Zalman Orbach taka paskind, that a juice made from oranges that are made for juicing, one should make a bar priyetz. The Minhag HaOlam is not like that. Why not? First of all, you don't know for sure from which oranges the juice you have came from. Secondly, like the Rosh and Tosfos and Rashi, you anyway, it wouldn't make a difference. So we make a shahakal. But there's a strong, like the Rashi, you should have to make Kohetz. One more point, lahaloch lamaisa. It makes no difference in this Gemara what happens in the squeezing process. In other words, in squeezing process, you can have one of two results. You can have like an orange, where you squeeze the orange, but you're left with the pulp. Or you could have like carrots. If you make carrot juice, there's nothing left. In halacha, there's no difference. Whether the item you started with is completely liquefied or there's a pulp left, it doesn't make a difference in halacha.
What would the Rashba do with Tosis? Question about the beer.
He would say that barley isn't made primarily for beer. That's what he would probably say. Ask the Gemara. Who is this halacha go with? Kaitan. Because we spoke many times here already about truma. The halacha is that dvash tamarim, honey of dates, the yayin tepuchim, apple cider, the chaim tzfanias. Tzfanias means sof, the end. At the end of the season, the grapes are very poor, and they used to make chaim, made for vinegar. Vashamei pears, or other fruit juices, shal truma, rebelezim achayiv karim v'chaim. So somebody drinks them, it's considered they used it in a normal fashion. And we spoke the other day that if somebody, a czar, non-Kohen, has enough from Truma in a regular fashion, he has to pay back Karen, the principal, plus Chaimish, plus 20%. Rav Shua Paiter. Rav Shua says no. Why? Because it's not considered the real use. So obviously, this mandam that holds that juice, Zayab Alma, is going according to Rav Shua. Nugamar. Also very relevant, La'aloch L'maisa. Amai Humer Abonon L'Rova. Trima. Mahu. What's the halacha on truma? And we'll see what truma is in a second. Lahava dati the Rava might come late. So first, Rava did not realize regarding what product was he asking. Yosa Ravina Kamei the Rava, Amalei the Shumshi Kamrit, did he mean ground sesame, which most places can mean like halva, or the Kurtma Kamrit, they used to have some sort of a delicacy where they took saffron, and that saffron was mixed with other ingredients, either pertzni, or do you mean pertzni, which is another type of food, also that they used to squeeze grape and put the seeds and other to make some sort of a temed, some sort of a juice. Adahacha asked Rav Ladate. Meanwhile, Rav realized, and he knew what he asked. Amle cheshulta v'adukamit. What he was asking me was about cheshulta. Cheshulta is some sort of a food that's crushed, something that's completely crushed. You take a food and you crush it. And you remind me what Ravasi said. You have the dates of truma. You're allowed to make from them truma. That's not considered misusing them. However, you can't make beer. Why? Because beer, we said, is only zei be'alma. And what's the halacha? Tamri v'avidna truma. If somebody takes dates and he crushes them, then the brachas may preates. My tama, the masai kaim can recover. They're still considered in the original state. Why? Because they're not. This is the way the Truma Sedeshin explains this Gemara, very relevant to Allah Lamaisa, because it's not completely crushed. So what's the Gemara saying? That when you have a food item that's not completely crushed, then you make the original bracha.
Why not with the juice, with the pieces in it?
I don't know if the pieces are really chashiv. Now the question is, what about? So now we have the question on crushed items. Where's the most relevant? Where you have the shayla most of the time? You'll have it in applesauce, on potato, on mashed potatoes. What's the bracha? Do you make a shahako or do you make a bari pri adama by the potatoes or bari pri eitz by the apples? So Mishnah Berurah says the halach lemaisa. And like that's what the Truma Sedeshin says, that if it's nicker, if it's discernible that this is from a potato, then you would make the same bracha that's from potato or the applesauce. But that's not so simple, because if the applesauce has pieces of apple, so then it's very discernible. When somebody serves you potatoes, mashed potatoes, so everybody, when they see a portion of mashed potatoes, knows it came from a potato. Why? Because from when we were young, we know that you take potato and you mash it. But let's say you came from a place that they don't mash potatoes. And you served such a person a mashed potato. Would he know that that came from a potato? Like all the places can, for example, say instant potatoes. You don't make a bari pri adama because you can't tell on a powder that's a potato. So a mashed potato also, The only reason we know mashed potato comes from potato is because we know that that's how you prepare potatoes. The person that doesn't know can't necessarily tell from a mashed potato that it's a potato. Or like somebody asked me, nowadays they make the flavored applesauce. It's blue and green and all sorts of color. You can't necessarily tell it's an applesauce. So if you have pieces of potato or pieces of apple, then it certainly should make adoma. But if you don't, it's not sure what you should make as a broch. On the other hand, the Tumas Adashin says another thing. He says that if you have a fruit or a vegetable, that the way it's always eaten is through mashing or crushing, that's the way this fruit or vegetable are eaten, then even if it's not discernible, you should still make the original bracha.
It's like the Rosh Hashanah
on the juice. But what's the problem with that? There's a very big shaila halacha l'maisa. Nobody eats cocoa beans. A cocoa bean is very bitter. What do you do with cocoa beans? You always crush it and turn it into cocoa or to chocolate. So if the cocoa bean is made for cocoa, the Shlomo Zalman Baruch asks the Shaila, you should have to make O'Eitz on chocolate. He says, I saw it in a sefer that he said, he must have written this at least 15 years ago, and he said for 40 years he already had the Shaila, why you don't make O'Eitz on chocolate. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, he says that you should make a shakel on chocolate, but it's a shaka Shaila.
So what are the ingredients mixed in though?
So what? It's still the main ingredient. Continues the Gemara. Shesisa. When we have something called shesisa, which is they took dried flour and they dry it and put it into the oven and they make it into some sort of a paste. So Rabba Meshachal Nei B'dvaroi, the Bracha Shahak.
The same thing with coffee though also. Same show.
The coffee, there's the answer to coffee. The answer to coffee is because you can't drink coffee bean alone. Coffee always put into water and turns into a beverage. That they say. Shesisa Rabba Meshachal Nei B'dvaroi, V'shmul Amma Bari Minim Mezainus. Amra Chizaloi Pligi. Haba Ava, if it's a thick paste, then you make a Bari Mezainus. Haba Raka, when it's loose, you make a shakel. Avda, when it's thick, lachila avdalei, and therefore the proper bakush, since it comes from a chayhe mini dogin, is bari mini mezonis. Racha, however, lerfuka avdalei, and therefore the proper bakush shakel. Moser of Yosef, we learned that on Shabbos, there are two halachas that we're going to talk about Hilchos Shabbos. One is the halacha of losh, that you're not allowed to need with a K. You're not allowed to need something on Shabbos. And the other halacha we spoke already about is you're not allowed to take a refu on Shabbos. Why did Chazal ask refu on Shabbos? Because shchita samamonim, people shouldn't make medicine. So it says in Masechta Shabbos, v'shavin, everybody agrees, v'shavin, as is shtos b'shabbos, you're allowed to mix with your finger, it's not a professional mixing, this shtisa, v'shoysim, zeis mamitzri. And they drink this, they had a drink that they made out of olives and other drinks, ingredients, you're allowed to drink on Shabbos. Now ask the Gemara, we're obviously talking about the shtisa, which is the b'lila raka. Because it would be Belila Ava, be Osir al Tzlosh. Now, if it's Hakadat L'Refuah K'machavin, so we say that what do people drink? There's one that's Belila Raka for Refuah, Refuah B'Shabbos Mishari. We just said that on Shabbos Yidal Atek Refuah. Omalei Abai V'At Loi Tizbra. Won't you agree? For Tanan, we learned another Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. Kol Eichlan Eichl Oyedam Refuah B'Shabbos. A person is allowed to eat any food on Shabbos. V'Kol Amashke, even though his purpose in eating it, it's for a fool. That's why, let's say, somebody's eating chicken soup on Shabbos. He's not eating chicken soup because that's his Michael. He's eating it because it makes him feel better. He's allowed to eat it. The kol mashkim shoysi. You're allowed to drink anything, even if it makes you healthier. So why? We just said refu is also. Because the reason, the Mefarshim explained the Gemara this way. Refu is also in Shabbos. What is the test? The test is like this. If somebody sees me eating this food, will he think that I'm eating it because of a refu? Or will he think I'm eating it because I'm just eating it? If somebody will think that I'm eating it for refuah, then I'm not allowed to eat it. If somebody will think that I'm eating it because I'm just eating it, then I'm allowed. Gavra lachila kamachavin. The person seeing me eat it thinks I'm eating it for refuah. Hachnami, go back to shtisa, even though I'm taki eating it because I want a refuah, however, gavra lachila kamachavin. Person doesn't know, and he thinks I'm eating it because I want to eat it. So, Ibazoi, why do you make a shahakal? You should make a mezainus. It has the heimini dogin. So, the two mehalchim and the rishonim. Tosfos learns that since it looks like a liquid, so we go back to the beginning of the shiur today. When anything is liquefied, we make it into a shakel. So he said, this is like very loose. It looks like a liquid, and that's why we should make a shakel. Other Rishonim learned that since you're really not eating it for a refuah, you're not really eating it for machu, you're really eating it for refuah, even though the guy next to you doesn't realize. So it always goes down a step, and you don't make the regular bari mitzvah, you should make a shakel. By a nigrin, we learned earlier in the week that when somebody's eating a nigrin, even though he means a refuah, you still make the bari pri adama. So the Rishonim answer, by that nigrin, it's a very normal food. It was a food that everybody ate. Soft shtisa was very uncommon. So even though it can be used as a food, since it's uncommon and your kavan is a refuah, you should make a shakel. Lishtachrina, which is no significant difference. Al ma'is lechlemeim, gavel lechil kamechavin. This person means to eat. Refuah memel kahavin. Hachnam lechil kamechavin. Refuah memel kahavin. The sikh the Rav, and we have to learn the halacha the Rav told us at the beginning that you make a shakel. The Av imahai. If I only have a thing, have me lachil kamechavin. Where the person means lachil, refuah memel kahavin. That's when you make bracha. Avol hachak kivin lechatchil refuah kamechavin. Where a person only means it should be a medicine, like liver cholakal, maybe no bracha should be made. Since it has anor, and since the mice looks like a fruit, by a bracha you should make a bracha. They make a shakel either because it's a liquid or because it goes down a stem. There's one interesting thing that the Sharm Tzion Halacha points out from this Gemara, and the Gemara asked the Shaila from Shabbos that it's refuah. So Gemara says, because you've seen me eat it, you don't realize why I'm eating it. You think I'm eating it because that's what I want to eat. So that's the Sharm Tzion Halacha. Why did the Gemara say different terms? The Gemara could say there are two types of medicines. The medicine a person takes because he's sick and he needs the medicine. And there's medicine a person takes which is more on the preventive side, like vitamins. People take vitamins not because they're sick, they just don't want to get sick. So the Gemara could have said that this is a Michael that's eaten to avoid getting sick, and that's Mutter and Shabbos. Says the Sharm Tzion Halacha, since the Gemara doesn't say that teretz, it's a raya that you're not allowed to take a vitamin on Shabbos, even though it's not a refuah, it's only taken for preventive, because it's machlokes what the halacha is on vitamins. He wants to use this Gemara as a raya that you're not allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Shalapas, oim ha-maitz lechmanot. We learned in the Mishnah that the bracha on bread is ha-maitz lechmanot. Tan rabbanim. So we begin at braisa. Ma'u oim, what is the proper nusach? Ha-maitz lechmanot. The Tanakam says a mitzi lechem naretz, and the Chayyam a mitzi lechem naretz without the hay. Amar Rava, but mitzi kulam loy pligi da'apik masha. The language mitzi without the hay mean is certainly worthwhile because it means Hashem took it out. The Ksiv, as it says in the pasuk, kel mitziyam b'mitzrayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the past took us out from Mitzrayim. Keep pligi ba mitzi. The question is when you use the word ha mitzi. Rabban Tzavri that the word ha mitzi also the ma'apik mashma that in the past. The Ksiv, as the pasuk says, the Hamoitzi l'chamayim tzorech alamish. Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the past took out water from us from a stone. Rabbi Nechem Yisavah, the Hamoitzi. Rabbi Nechem who disagrees and says that Hamoitzi isn't the correct wording because he says the mapik mashma. It means something that will be in the future, as it says, the Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Hamoitzi eschem etachsos Mitzrayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of Mitzrayim. Rabbanan. So according to Rabbanu, what are they going to do with that pasuk, which clearly indicates that Amotzi means the future? Hach kam l'kutsh brach l'Yisrael. This is what Hashem was telling Klal Yisrael. When I will take you out of Mitzrayim, if din l'chu milsa, I will do such wonderful acts, so like that you will know and remember that nohu da fixi yaschem Mitzrayim. That you'll always remember that the wonderfulness. The Ksiv, as the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the nisi Mitzrayim. It's appropriate to say this before Pesach that we should always be that we should always remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. So the language HaMoitzi could go either way. Says the Gemara, Mishtavcha l'Rabban l'Rab Zeira as Bar Rav Zvid l'Rab Zeira Bar Rav Zvid Achvad Rav Shimon Bar Rav Zvid. They said the Rav Zeira was a very important person, the Adam Gadol Hu, and what made him special? Or Baki v'Brachas, he was an expert in Brachas. Omlem, so he told him, when he comes to town, I'd like to meet him. So he came, ikla rifta, and they took out bread. Pasach for Omar, so he said he had to make a bracha. What was the bracha he made? He said, Moitzi. This is the person that they praise, that he's such a great person. Or Baki with brachas, and he's such an expert in Hilchos brachas. Bishlami Omar Hamoitzi, if he used the language Hamoitzi, Ashmin and Tama, we would have learned the reasoning that we would have learned that the definition of the word hamaitzi means the future. We would have learned that the halachas like Rabbanan Yisai hamaitzi. The Amar Maitzi, when he uses the language Maitzi, Ma'akam Ashmula. What's he teaching us? Everybody knows that Maitzi works. Answers the Gemara, why did he do it? He wanted to stay out of a machlaikas, because Maitzi, we said, everybody agrees works. Ha Maitzi is a machlaikas, so he wanted to avoid a machlaikas. However, Bilchsa, Ha Maitzi Lechem Ha'aretz. The right language, as we know, is Ha Maitzi Lechem Ha'aretz. The Kaim like Rabbanim, because we agree with Rabbanim that Ha Maitzi, Tapik Mashem, means in the past. Ask Taisus the obvious question. Why Taka? If Hamaitzi means is a question, Hamaitzi certainly means the past, so why don't we say the right language? So Taisa says, very interesting terrors. He says, we don't realize it because we never said the bracha that way. Since what would be the bracha? Baruch ato Hashem al kenu melech ha'olam. So the word ha'olam ends with a mem, and the next word would be Maitzi, which also begins with a mem. Whenever you have two words that the last letter, and we spoke about this by Shema, and the next letter are similar, they're difficult to pronounce properly. So that's why they chose to pass them like Rabbanan, today they should pronounce the bracha properly. That's a Taisus lens. Other Mefarshim learn, very nice Pshat. We spoke the other day, why did they make a special bracha on Moitzi Lechem Ha'aretz? And there's really a difficulty with that bracha, because bread doesn't come out of the ground, grain comes out of the ground. We turn the grain into bread, because we say, we remind ourselves that in the time of Adam Arishin and Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared him ready-made loaves, and Lost of Lovey, we also will have the same thing. So we especially use the word Hamaitzi, which talks about the past and the future. We say Lechem. In the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Lechem from the ground, and Maitzi also speaks about the future. We should be zeichet to live to a world when Mashiach comes that will have bread coming out of the ground itself. Tosfos interestingly also says here that the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Matzmiyeh chotzel behema, ve'esel lavoyis adam lahoitzi lechem in aretz." That there are 10 words in that pasuk that speak about lahoitzi lechem in aretz, bread coming out of the ground, and that's why when somebody makes a bracha amotzi, you should put both hands on the loaf of bread that have 10 fingers. Halach lemaisa, what is if somebody said moitzi, not hamotzi? So the Taz says yoytze, because we see that everybody agrees that moitzi would work. The only thing is the Mefarshim said that you shouldn't do it specially, because that's already been Shem and Feish Tav Chachamim. If you specially go different than what Chazal said, then you may not be Yoitz. But if somebody accidentally said Moitzi instead of Hamoitzi, he certainly should not repeat the bracha. One more Shaila. What does it say Loitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, not Moitzi Lechem Min Ha'adomo? So the Shem Tzion Balacha says, interesting. What is the difference between Oretz and Adomo? They both seemingly mean the ground. Adomo means a piece of earth. A piece of earth that's even not attached to the ground would be called Adoma. Oretz is only considered what's still attached to the ground. So he says like this, the Chaya Adam asks the Shaila, what happens if grain grew in a flower pot? And from that grain you made bread. So it grew from earth, because there's earth in a flower pot, but it didn't grow from the ground. So he says you wouldn't make Hamaitzi. Because since the right lotion is Hamaitzi Lechem in the Oretz, and this didn't come from the Oretz, it came from the Adama. So you shouldn't make a Maitzi Lechem Ha'aretz. That's why they made the Nusach HaLaitzi Lechem Ha'aretz, not a Maitzi Lechem Ha'adama.
Is that how we
pass him? Chayot and pass him. He says if it comes from a flower patch, you don't make a Maitzi Lechem Ha'aretz. There's always a Shaila, what was the bracha that was made on the mon?
We can make an Adama.
On the mon, you had the taste of everything. And Yerushalmi says that you make a Maitzi Lechem Ha'ashamayim. Yerushalmi says, what a bracha did they make on the mon? He says they made a Maitzi Lechem Ha'ashamayim.
So what would you do with vegetables grown in hydroponics?
Right, it's a very big shaila on hydroponic vegetables. It was a very big shaila. Rav Avadya Yosef says you should make adoma, but many places can pass them differently.
Well, if you do potatoes in a flower,
it's very relevant. You know why it's very relevant? Because a lot of the maror, some of the lettuce and the maror that's grown for Pesach is hydroponically grown. And you're supposed to make adoma, but a karpas, and have in mind the maror. But if the maror is an adoma, you have a problem. So you should be careful not to buy hydroponic vegetables. Al-Yurakas Aymer. So this is the way Taisus explains the Gemara. The Mishnah puts together the halacha that on Yurakas you make a bari pri adoma, with bread you make hamaitzi lechem in aretz. Why are the Mishnah putting these together? There must be a purpose. Saying the Gemara, Tani Yurakas told me the past, because the Gemara wants to compare the two. Ma pash nishtanali deyor. How do you have bread? You start with the grain, then you put it into an oven, and you have bread. Af yirokas nam nishtanali deyor. Yirokas, even if they went through a heat process, will still be a bar pri adoma. And therefore, Amar Rav Noi Mishmei Dabaya, Zoyt Amer, Shlokois, cooked vegetables, Vavachan Lai Bar Pri Adoma. The proper brachas are Pri Adoma, even though they're cooked. Darsh Rav Chizda Mishim Rabbeinu. Rav Chizda said the name of his Rebbe, Umanu, who was it? Rav, Shlokois, cooked vegetables, Vavachin Lai Bar Pri Adoma. The proper brachas are Pri Adoma. However, the Rav Seno Ayodim Et Yisrael, our Rabbi Senu, who came from Eretz Yisrael, Umanu, who do I mean? Ulam Shmedi Rabbi Yochanan says, Shlokas Mavarach Leim Shachni Vidvari. The Halacha Shachni Vidvari. Vani Omer, and I say the following. Kol Shetchilas Abayir Pri Adoma, anything that's usually eaten raw, and you make a Abayir Pri Adoma, Sholkai, if you cook it, the Halacha will be Shachni Vidvari. The Kol Shetchilas Shachni Vidvari, but a thing that normally as a shakni vidvar, because it's normally eaten raw, a vegetable that's normally eaten raw, shokai, if you cook it, the halacha will be bar pri adama. Bishlama, so says the Gemara, kosh tchilas shakni vidvaroi, what's an example of something that's normally not eaten raw, and therefore the halacha would be shakni vidvaroi, and shokai, if you cook it, it's bar pri adama. Mishtakichla, what kind of vegetables? Bekirva, kirva is cabbage, they didn't eat raw cabbage. Silkas, beets, fakaras, squash. These were all types of vegetables that were not eaten raw, they were eaten only cooked. And where is this relevant? It's relevant by an onion. If somebody took a bite of a raw onion, the halacha would be that you make only shahakal, because you don't eat raw onion. If you cook an onion, or you grill an onion, then you make a bar pri adoma. The interesting shaila is like this. Let's say you cook an onion in a pot of meat. So the onion absorbs the type. So how did the onion get its taste? Because the onion got a taste from the meat. So if you eat the onion together with the meat, you have some sort of a stew that has pieces of onion. You certainly should make a shahakal on the meat, and that will patter. It'll be a tuffle to the meat. But let's say you just take the onion out of that stew and you eat the onion itself. Do you make a adoma or you make a shahakal? You should make a adoma. El kosht chlas bar pri adoma. What is an example of something that starts off raw that you should make a shahakal, and shokai, when you cook it, and that becomes not the normal way of eating it, what then the bracha becomes shahakal, heichem mishkach slaw. What is the example? Amar Rav Nachman, it's mishkach slaw, but tumi. Tumi means garlic. They ate garlic raw, and not cooked. The karsi, or leek. And that's the halacha, you see, it's interesting. They ate garlic raw. You would very rarely find a person today eating raw garlic. It's certainly not without putting it on something. You may put it in a salad, or you may put it on a piece of bread, but you wouldn't eat a piece of garlic. And therefore the halacha l'maisa is like this. You have to look if what the normal way of eating this food is. If it's normally eaten cooked and raw, which there are a lot of vegetables that fall into that category, so we pass can make a bar pri adoma even when it's cooked or when it's raw. If it's normally eaten raw and you cook it for whatever reason, then you should only make a shaka when you cook it, and the same vice versa. Continues the Gemara. Darish Rav Nachman Mishra Rabbeinu. Rav Nachman said the name of his Rebbe Umanu, who was it? Shmuel. Shlokis, uncooked vegetables, Mevachan Leibar Pri Adoma. V'chaveinu Hayodim Eretz Yisrael, Umanu Ula, we had this Gemara a moment ago, Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, Omar, Shlokis Mevachan Leibar Shakal Nivet Vare. V'ani Aymer, and I say Machlok Kishnuya. The question of what happens when you cook an item, what does it do to the status of the bracha, is machlokes. Where is it relevant? Hilchas matzah, Pesach. Tatnan, Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Masechet Psakim. Yoytzim berikik hashori. Let's say you have a person that can't eat matzah, it's too hard for him. So the halacha is, you're allowed to take the matzah and soak it, umavushel shloy nemuach. Or if you let it cook, as long as you cook the matzah, as long as it doesn't dissolve. It's what we learned yesterday. It can't dissolve to the point that it doesn't look like matzah, or it doesn't have a kazayis together. Divrei Meir. V'yoytz yoymer, yoytz merkik hashari. You can't be yoytz with a soaked matzah. Avolav yom avoshul. Api shloy nemuch. So similarly, what's the machlokes? The first man that says you yoytz would cook says that cooking doesn't take away the status. And the second man that says you're not yoytz with cooking is because cooking takes away the status. That is not necessarily a proof to our question. Because really, the kulam is shlokas mevarchim lei bar pri adoma. really, possibly, everybody could agree that cooked vegetables you make a bari pri adama. That can like come Rabbi Yossi Hassam. Why would Rabbi Yossi say that you can't use cooked matzah? Elam shouldn't be in and tam matzah v'leko. Because if you cook it, it doesn't taste like matzah. It tastes like a different food. Aval hacha, in the case of vegetables, where it's not a question that there's a din of having tam matzah, could be, I feel Rabbi Yossi is moida, that a cooked vegetables you make bari pri adama. So let's just talk about matzah for a moment. Halach l'maisa, if you have a person, nebuch, who can't eat matzah, so the best thing is to soak it in water. That's the best thing. That's the safest thing. Again, make sure you don't soak it until it completely dissolves, or that there aren't pieces of zayis left. But that's the safest thing. What about soaking it in a fruit juice or in grape juice? It'll taste better. So most achrayin and paskin that you can't do. It's only in water you can soak it. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you did it, so it's like this. If it's a person that could take it in water, he should eat over the matzah. If it's a person who could only eat the matzah that way, it's better he should eat the matzah that way than not eat the matzah at all. Cooking is the worst thing, because cooking, which is essentially knedel, cooking really takes away the tam matzah. Right. Matzah bray is fried. Now, there's an interesting shaila after you learn the Gemara. Here the Gemara says, be'in on tam matzah. So when you eat matzah, you have to have the tam. So what's going to be the halacha? You have people in a rush. They want to make the kezayis, kedei chilas pras. So they eat it up. They want to eat it up in 3 minutes, and they have a big kezayis. So they just stuff it down their throat. They don't really chew it. So you don't have a tam matzah. So are you yaitza or not? Are you yaitza or not? So the halacha is that you yaitza. Because be'inan tam matzah is not a din that you actually have to taste matzah. Can anybody say that every piece of matzah they put into their mouth for moitzi matzah, they actually taste? The pieces that go down without you chewing necessarily. Just what's the... Since you could have the tam, if you could chew it, you could chew it. You chose to swallow it. That's good enough. Here, even if you chew it, it doesn't have the tam matzah once you cook it. But that's why the halacha would be, let's say somebody really doesn't like matzah, so he wraps the matzah into some sort of a sieve. He puts something around the matzah, and like that he eats it. He may not be yoytze tam matzah. He may not be yoytze mitzvah matzah. Because mitzvah matzah, you have to have the potential, at least, to have a tam matzah. Here, when it's wrapped around something else, you can't even have the potential of having a tam matzah. Continues the Gemara. Amar b'chiber abba amar b'yochan. Shlokas, cooked vegetables, mevarchan lai bar pri adomo. From yom v'yohitzvus, amar b'yochan, shlokas, mevarchan lai shahako. Ni b'dvari. Amar b'nichan b'yitzchok, Kavu Ula Shabeshtei Krav Yom Yefes. Rav Ula repeated a mistaken psak in the name of Rav Yom Yefes. So asked the Gemara, Tabar Rav Zer, so Rav Zer asked, V'chimayin Rav Yom Yefes Etz Rav Chibar Abba. Number one, how could you compare? We have two versions of what Rav Yochanan said. We have Rav Yom Yefes' version and Rav Chibar Abba. How could you compare Rav Yom Yefes to Rav Chibar Abba? Rav Chibar Abba, number one, Daig v'gomish matzah Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Rabbi Chibar Abba was a person that whatever he heard a shiur from his Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan was very careful to hear every word properly. But Rabbi Yom ben Yafis loy daig. He wasn't as careful of following every nuance in every word. Void. Rabbi Chibar Abba called plasim yom mahada tamudi kamed Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. So White Tosfos explains everything Rabbi Yom ben Yafis would learn over the span of 30 days. On the 31st day, to make sure he got it right, he would chazer. Rabbi Yom ben Yafes loy mahadir. He wasn't so careful to review. V'ay bar midei midein, the hu termasa. There was some sort of a cooked grain, cooked vegetable. The shakle zim zim kadeira. It was cooked 7 times in a pot. V'achle b'kenur sudur. It used to be a food that was eaten as a dessert. Also v'shalul Rabbi Yochanan. So they asked Rabbi Yochanan, what is the proper bracha? V'amalei b'vachinalei bar pri adama. The proper bracha is bar pri adama. So here you see that a vegetable that's cooked, even 7 times, is still pre abdoma. Void Amr Rabbi Chibar Abba, Ani Roisis Rabbi Yochanan, Shachal Zayis Meliach, he ate a salted olive. Now we know in halacha, Meliach Kriseach. If you leave something in salt for a decent amount of time, it's considered like it was cooked. So a cooked, a salted olive has the same halacha as olives. Or Baruch Lei Tchil V'Soif. And he made a Baruch Rishon and Akraina. Now, there is a shita, we don't pass that way, and we're going to talk about it later in the parak, that says the only items you make a bari in the fashas on is on, what do you call it, on meat and fish. So yeah, b'shlam shuk to some asai kaimi. That you tell me that even cooked vegetables retain their original bracha. So that's why b'tchilim mevarkalei bar priates. At the beginning when he ate the olive, he made it bar priates like the halachas on olive. But b'soif mevarkalei bracha achmein shalosh, you made alamechi, which is the halacha you make on olive. Eliam shlok eslav b'masai kaimi. That if you cook a fruit or a vegetable, it loses its original bracha, it becomes a shahakol. So b'shlam b'tchilah bracha rishon, I understand they'll make shahakol nevedvaray. Because we're saying like this, alamich you can't make, because you only make alamich if you would have made our eights at the beginning. Here you made a shackle at the beginning. On the other hand, you can't make a bar in the fashas, because bar in the fashas you only make a fish or meat, and this is not a fish or meat. So he says, Dilma, bar in the fashas, Ravach, Hasran, Kamashabara. He holds that you can make a bar in the fashas on any item. It's interesting, there's a Gemara that says that eating olives is kosher l'shicha. It can make you forget what you learned. So the question is, how did he eat olives? It makes you forget. He was a big Talmud Chacham. Certainly didn't forget his learning. So Mepharshim say, from here is a raya, the poets can say, that when it says that you're not to eat olives, it means unripened olives. But olives that are ripened and processed, you're allowed to eat. Continues the Gemara. Masar of Yitzchak Beshmul, Rakish Adam Yotzeb Anidei Chavas Bepaisach. These are the following vegetables that somebody could eat on Pesach for Moroh. Yotz behen, you could use the vegetables themselves, or beklach shehen, and they're stalked. Avaloi kvushim, kvushim means you can't let them soak in water. Veloi shlukim, not cooked. Shlukim means cooked a lot. Veloi mishol means cooked not a lot. Vistak adaitach is what we're learning today. B'masai koi, that even after you cook something, it still keeps the original bracha, amayloi. So why can't you use cooked mar? And says the Gemara, shani osin the bina tam mar v'leka. By mar, there's aloch, you have to have the tam mar. And when you cook it, it doesn't taste like maror. So it's not because the brach isn't bari pri adama. The brach is taka bari pri adama. But there's another halacha of tam maror, and cooking it takes away the tam maror. This gemara is very also relevant la loch lemaisa for Pesach, because the gemara says here that you can't use maror that was kavish. A lot of times, people who buy the root, the horseradish root, they want it to stay looking fresh. They buy it a few days before Pesach, and then they put it into a thing of water, and like that, it stays looking fresh until Pesach. There's a problem with kvushin. You shouldn't use such a maror if you let it soak for 24 hours. And you should be careful that they don't do it in the store you buy from either.